KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear skies and 57 degrees here at the KJN studios. We look for a high temperature of around 84 or so here today under partly cloudy skies, actually high around 82, and northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy with light and variable winds and a low of around 50. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on Friday after a traffic stop. Deputies arrested 56-year-old Rhonda Sperber of Red Oak at 4:20 p.m. in the 1600 block of 200 Street on a charge of OWI first offense. Sperber recorded a blood alcohol content more than twice the legal limit. Sperber was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Iowa's surge in coronavirus cases continues as more than 2,600 more positive cases have been reported, but state officials say the rise is partly due to additional results of a new testing method. The state currently shows more than 62,000 people have tested positive in Iowa. There have also been 1,091 deaths, including 12 in the last day. Governor Kim Reynolds says much of the state's surge is due to college-age adults gathering without masks or distancing. The University of Iowa on Friday reported 500 new cases among students during the first week of class. Des Moines police say three people were stabbed after a fight over food and alcohol erupted at a party. Officers were called to the scene north of downtown Des Moines early Friday. First responders transported a 24-year-old woman and a 26-year-old woman to hospitals. A 26-year-old remains hospitalized in serious condition while the 24-year-old was treated and released. A third woman was taken by a private vehicle and was treated for minor injuries. 21-year-old Denisha Kiona Renee Hayes of Des Moines is charged with two counts of willful injury. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman on Thursday morning on a theft charge. At 11:40 a.m., officers arrested 29-year-old Cheyenne Meek of Red Oak at 106 Coolboss Street in Red Oak for theft fifth degree. The theft occurred in April at the Red Oak Healthcare Community in Red Oak, but recent evidence led to the charges being filed. Meek was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and booked in on $300 cash bond. A rural Page County resident was arrested on multiple warrants on Thursday morning. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 50-year-old John David Stone of rural Brattyville on three Page County warrants for failure to appear. The warrants are all for separate charges of driving while barred. Stone was arrested at a residence in Chambaugh and taken to the Page County Jail. Stone was held on $6,000 cash only bond pending future court proceedings. And the Creston Police Department reported three arrests from Thursday. At 12:15 p.m., officers arrested 40-year-old Jason Lee Shalapia of Creston at 302 North Pine Street on a charge of domestic abuse assault by strangulation. Shalapia was being held on no bond in the Union County Jail until seen by a judge. At 4:29 p.m., officers arrested 22-year-old Amanda Marie Blakely Luddington of Creston at 520 Livingston Avenue on a charge of driving while barred. Blakely Luddington had bail set at $2,000 cash or approved surety. She posted bond and was released. At 10:11 p.m., Creston police arrested 34-year-old Michael Edward Baker of Creston at Jefferson and Sumner on the charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, three counts possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, driving while suspended, failure to affix drug tax stamp, and carrying weapons. Baker was taken to the Union County Jail and held on $22,300 bond. Three young men from Union County were arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop in Montgomery County on Thursday night. At 8:57 p.m., Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies report observing a white Dodge Charger traveling east on Highway 34 at a high rate of speed. Deputies then conducted a traffic stop at the 30-mile marker, and the car had three men inside and a strong smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle. After further investigation, deputies seized 8.8 pounds of marijuana, 10.3 ounces of mushrooms, and multiple doses of THC wax and oil, and drug paraphernalia from the vehicle. The three males were identified as 20-year-old Adam Michael Abel, 18-year-old Chandler Dean Parker, and 18-year-old Dylan Lynn Dowdle, all from the Union County area. All three men were charged with possession with intent to deliver mushrooms, a Class C felony, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, and drug tax stamp violation, both Class D felonies. All three were taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $50,000 bond. In other news, so one day after an Iowa judge voided 50,000 absentee ballot requests, a second judge says he will rule shortly on the Trump campaign's motion to invalidate 14,000 more. Judge Patrick Tott heard arguments Friday on the dispute in Woodbury County and said he would try to issue a ruling by the end of the day. At issue is whether Woodbury County's Elections Commissioner Patrick Gill acted improperly when he sent absentee ballot request forms to 57,000 registered voters that had their personal information filled in. Judge Ian Thornhill ruled Thursday that a similar mailing in Linn County violated the directive from the Iowa Secretary of State, who ordered counties to leave the forms blank when mailed to voters in order to ensure uniformity statewide. Some Iowa families have been unable for weeks to bury loved ones who have died because of a backlog of autopsies at the Iowa State Medical Examiner's office. Television station KCCI reports that the office is backlogged at least 2 weeks, and 47 families are currently waiting for autopsies. The Iowa Department of Human Services blames a lack of specialized pathologists, retirements at the county level, and a 25% increase in autopsies in the last year for the backlog. Christy Smith of Urbandale says she's been waiting 17 days for the state to perform an autopsy on her 21-year-old daughter, Madeline Wise, to determine how she died on August 11th. The waiting, she says, is horrific. Let's see, a look at some of the latest in news here this morning for you. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Marjorie Jean Watts, age 85, of Stewart, died on Saturday at the Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Marjorie Jean Watts will be held today at 3 p.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Joyce Gravy, age 88, of Harlan, died on Monday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Private family mass of Christian burial for Joyce Gravy will be held today at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Richard Melvin Rich Hobson, age 71, of Albert Lee, Minnesota, and formerly of the Oakland area, died on Thursday at the University of Minnesota Hospital in Minneapolis, Minnesota, following a sudden cardiac event. A memorial service for Richard Melvin Rich Hobson will be held on Tuesday at the Oakland Community Building in Oakland at 3 p.m. Reagan V. Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family, along with the Bonnerup Funeral Service in Albert Lee, Minnesota. Winifred Ruth Justice, a LeMaster, age 88, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at the Hospice House in Omaha. A private graveside service for Winifred Ruth Justice LeMaster will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold Cemetery. Reagan Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. The service will be online at the Reagan Dune Funeral Home Facebook page as well. Bernard Stein, age 76, of Harlan, died Friday at home. Services for Bernard Stein are pending for a later date at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Lorraine L. Williams, age 97, of Grant, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lorraine L. Williams are pending at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.